We're at NFL Network headquarters, and we found a special guest. It's Lindsay Rhodes, host of NFL Total Access, 7 Eastern, 6 Minnesota time on NFL Network. Thank you for having us to your place.
Thank you for coming out.
Well, we like being here. It's fun to talk to you guys. You guys are the experts and the analysts and the hosts of all the shows that everyone likes to watch, so it's fun to be right in the middle of the action.
I'm glad to hear that.
Now, you were a football fan growing up, I would imagine,
yeah.
And now you're on the NFL Network,
right.
Hosting shows with experts and analysts. It has to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It's sort of a dream come true in so many ways, right? There are a lot of pinch me moments where you're sitting in a meeting and exchanging ideas and asking questions of people, and you're like, I'm sitting here having a conversation with a Hall of Famer.
Oh.
And weighing in like, well, I disagree because of this. And you're like, what? Who am I? Like, why am I allowed to talk right now?
You mentioned Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Kurt Warner and Terrell Davis, like, and all the others that you work with. When that moment comes for them,
yeah.
Super Bowl week, when they've been elected into the Hall of Fame, that has to be a great moment for you guys, too, because they're your friends.
It really was. This year was so special because all three of them got in. And I don't know that we were really expecting that. I think a lot of people were thinking that maybe this wasn't going to be TD's year because we were all expecting LT to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And there was a lot of talk about the politics involved and whether or not they'd put two running backs in the same class. And they were already on the fence about TD, obviously, because of his short career. And so that was the one that really put me over the top. His wife walked into the... into NFL honors, and I've learned over the years that the family members, no, the actual people who are finalists that walk into NFL honors midway through the show and sit down, they're the people who didn't make it.
Oh.
So I turned around because they've just learned, and the people who did make it are backstage. So I've learned over the years, I've kind of looked up and seen Kurt Warner walk into the room and thought, oh, shoot, he didn't make it. And this year I turned and I saw TD's wife, and I went, oh, because I thought, I'm going to turn back, and he's going to be standing right behind her.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn, and he wasn't standing right behind her.
Good news.
And she literally goes, what's wrong?
Yeah.
And I was like, nothing. I don't know. I was so embarrassed because I looked like I was going to cry. And she's, like, consoling me, and her husband's in the Hall of Fame. And I just didn't even want to know because I didn't want to ruin the surprise. But
yeah.
It was so fun because all three of them were so, so excited. And they're the best guys ever. They really are.
Yep, and they do a great job on the show, and fans can see that every day. So those are fun moments, I'm sure, for you. And those moments, the Hall of Fame election moments, happen Super Bowl week.
Mm-hmm.
Minnesota has a Super Bowl next year, so you're going to
yeah.
spend some time back in our state.
In your fine city.
Yeah, so what makes...
Or cities.
What makes a... Yeah, the Twin Cities.
Right.
Minneapolis and St. Paul. What makes a good Super Bowl host city? You've been to a bunch of them now.
It's such a cross-section, though, because we have had cold weather Super Bowls in the past that are great Super Bowls. I don't know. It's... What intrigues me about the Minnesota Super Bowl is kind of what I experienced at the Indianapolis Super Bowl, and that's that it's a little bit of a smaller city,
mm-hmm.
and so it's easy to run into people. You're just out walking from thing to thing, and that's kind of a cool vibe. And so I'm wondering if maybe Minnesota will play out like that at all.
On your show, I would imagine you've had some Adrian Peterson talk.
A little.
Yeah.
A tiny bit.
And so we've signed Latavius Murray, and that has... caused a lot of people, including our GM, to suggest that perhaps he'll be moving on to another team. So with that in mind, when you reflect back on Adrian's career as a Viking, you know, what do you think about?
I mean, I think he's obviously going to go into the Hall of Fame, go down as one of the best running backs ever.
Bridgewater under center, gives it to Adrian.
Oh, there
sprints
we go!
Through the middle, to the 30, it is loose, to the 10, 5, touchdown!
I think it'll be interesting to see what happens from here on out, though, because there are a lot of questions related to the injury and the aging process and running backs who typically tend to kind of fall off a cliff after a certain age. So I'm interested to see what his next step is.
Well, you would like that maybe to drag out a little bit, because that can be a topic every week for you guys.
Which part?
Where he goes next. That you would like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm sure some of my bosses might like that. I kind of enjoy talking about different things on a daily basis.
Yep.
So if this becomes like a Favre watch, Boy, it's you guys. It's the Vikings. Everyone who's played for the Vikings does this to us.
You've figured it out. It is
us. Oh. Yeah. I don't want to camp out on Adrian's front lawn.
Yeah, I don't think you'll have to.
I hope not.
But we're going to camp out here for a little bit longer if you don't mind.
Perfect.
Thanks for having us in your studio. Thanks for spending some time with us.
No problem. Thanks for coming.
Yep.